Few Czech rock bands have gained such notoriety as the Prague-based group Jasná Páka. Founded at the beginning of the last decade of communism, their music was a beacon for a generation that grew up in a Soviet-occupied country. After it was banned by the communists in a crusade against rock music, the band reformed as Hudba Praha. The man behind both bands, Michal Ambroš, is one of the last pioneers of Czech new wave of rock still around. Fans of both bands, Jasná Páka and Hudba Praha, know that each year, some 2 weeks before Christmas, they should get ready for a ride. The traditional pre-Christmas Prague show this year was as packed as ever. After the concert in Žižkov's Palace Acropolis, I asked Michal Ambroš how he felt about the performance.
No, hrálo se nám dobře s tím, že my jsme s Jasnou Pákou už dva dny předtím hráli v Brně.
The gig was good. Jasná Páka played 2 days before, so we were well into it. Hudba Praha had last played a week before, but we give concerts much more often, so it was fine too. The show was good. The only thing is that it's difficult to play 2 gigs in a row, even more so for our fans who came on both nights and partied away.
Michal Ambroš now appears in both of the bands. Jasná Páka was revived to commemorate its 25th anniversary and since then has been playing once again, Michal Ambroš explains.
Hlavní kapelou v té současné době je Hudba Praha.
The main band now is Hudba Praha, which gives concerts quite often, tours all kinds of places, and that's how we make our living. The other band, which was revived not long ago, does not play that much for a simple reason. It features David Koller, Petr Váša and me, so it's really difficult to set up dates. So there are fewer gigs, but they are the better and more interesting for it.
Hodně dopředu. Těch koncertů je málo, o to jsou ale lepší, si myslím, a zajímavější.
Jasná Páka's best-known hits include Špinavý záda, or Dirty Back, Ryba Badis, and Pál Vocuť Hajzle, or Get Out of Here, You Fuck. This song was very controversial as it attacked the police for bothering people with long hair and other unconventional characters. Michal Ambroš says, however, that this was an exception.
My jsme Jasnou Páku vůbec neměli jako politickou kapelu a já si myslím, že, nebo dovolím si tvrdit, že...
Jasná Páka was never a political band. Except for some songs, such as Pál Vocuť, most of the songs were really playful, and we just thought we wouldn't give a damn about the Bolsheviks. But after they banned us, Hudba Praha came to be against the regime. Of course, you couldn't be open about it, but the atmosphere was like, either the regime is going to come crashing down, or we'll all end up in jail. There was no room for compromise.
A nebo nás všechny zavřou, jo, tam už nebylo kam ustupovat, takzvaně.
When communism collapsed in Czechoslovakia, people no longer had to look to art for expressing their feelings. Many bands who were very popular before 1989 suddenly faced a new situation, but Michal Ambroš says Hudba Praha survived just fine.
Já musím říct, že jsme tohleto období strávili docela takovým zvláštním způsobem.
I think we were lucky at that time, more than other bands that did not survive, because many people started doing other things or people just stopped coming to their shows. This has not happened to us. The 1990s was a great party. I think many would agree with me on this. So while some people worked hard at that time on their careers and stuff, we had a party. But as I said, the party was really wild. Some people had jobs on the side and eventually we all got exhausted. So around 1996 we just had to take a break for a while.
Tak v tom 96. jsme si museli říct prostě jakoby dost na chvíli.
Several years ago, Michal became a radio host for the Prague-based rock station Radio Beat. In his weekly show called Kalumet, he interviews interesting people.
Working in radio has become an important part of my life. I've been doing it for several years now. I really enjoy it. It's a show I work on myself. I talk to interesting people and ask them questions. In such shows, you're not the star, but the other guy is. And you're trying to get as much as you can from them. It's fun.
Michal Ambroš was born in Okrouhlice, a small town in eastern Bohemia. An ancient mill where Michal Ambroš's family lived for generations was turned into a power plant before the war, but it was later confiscated by the communist regime. After the family got it back after 1989, Michal Ambroš began running the small hydro power plant, unusually perhaps for someone who's been a rock musician for almost 30 years.
We got some property back that had been confiscated by the communists. It happened to be the house where I was born. My father was living there. We had rehearsals there with the band. So when we got it back, we decided to restore the power plant that was there since the 1930s. It's working now, we get by, and it has taught me many things. For instance, I know about money now. I know how much I have. Before that, I was only guessing.
At its recent concerts, Jasná Páka introduced several new songs, first after many years. Michal Ambroš says that more new stuff is on the way, so the celebrations of the band's 30th anniversary will be something to remember.
In
2010, we'll have the 30th anniversary of Jasná Páka, and it would be great if we could put out a new recording. I don't know yet if it's going to be a live or studio album or a maxi single. We'll see. But people are really busy, so this is just an idea right now.
Takovej čirej úmysl, jo, tohle to, co říkám.